308 News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi will host a special summit of the group of 20 major economies Tuesday. Afghanistan will be the topic of discussion at the summit as worries grow about a looming humanitarian disaster following the Taliban's return to power. The country already struggling with drought and severe poverty after decades of war has seen its economy all but collapse since the Taliban took over. And the country already struggling. And the video conference will focus on aid needs, concerns over security, and ways of guaranteeing safe passage abroad for thousands of Western allied Afghans still in the country. Muqtada al-Sadr party was the largest vote-getter in Iraqi parliamentary elections. That's according to initial results released Monday. A count based on partial results shows the Shiite Muslim cleric has won more than 70 seats in a 329-seat parliament. Al-Sadr's party has said it won 73 seats, increasing its seat count to 54, giving it a large influence in the government formation. Reuters news agency said that former prime minister appeared to have the next largest win among Shiite parties, according to initial results. Five Indian soldiers have been killed in a fierce gun battle with militants fighting against Indian rule in the Himalayan region of Kashmir. Violence in the disputed region has increased in recent weeks. An Indian Army spokesman says police and soldiers cordon off a forested area following an intelligence report that militants were present there. According to the Army, militants opened heavy gunfire as troops launched a search operation, critically wounding an Army officer and four soldiers. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization is now recommending that people with weakened immune systems be given a booster shot of COVID-19 vaccine. A panel of WHO vaccine advisors said the additional dose would help the immune-compromised people. The panel also recommended booster shots for people over the age of 60 who have received inoculations by Chinese vaccine maker Sinopharm and Sinovac. The UN Refugee Agency says it has recovered the bodies of 15 migrants and 177 survivors from two Coast Guard boats. The boats were returning people to Libya who had tried to cross the Mediterranean. Attempted crossings from North Africa have surged this year, with more than 23,000 migrants or refugees reported as having been intercepted by the Libyan Coast Guard by September. Migrants and refugees in Libya faced detention and abuse, and more than 5,000 were arrested in a crackdown during the past week. On their trek north toward the United States, some 19,000 migrant children crossed the dangerous jungle sprawling the border between Panama and Colombia so far this year. That's according to a statement by UNICEF on Monday. The number of children who crossed the Darien Gap is almost three times higher than a total for the previous 5 years, according to the statement. It added that one-fifth of migrants crossing the border are children and half of them are under 5 years old. In 2021, at least five children were found dead in the jungle, according to the agency. It said that more than 150 children arrived in Panama without their parents. Some of them are newborn babies. A nearly 20-time increase compared to last year. The U.S. Southwest Airlines has canceled hundreds more flights following a weekend of major service disruptions. The airline blames cancellations on bad weather and air traffic control issues. The widespread disruptions began shortly after the pilots' union asked a federal court on Friday to block the airline's order that all employees get vaccinated against COVID-19, but both the company and its pilots' union denied reports of a sick out to protest mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations. U.S. stocks closed lower on Monday after a choppy session. This as investors grew more nervous ahead of the third quarter earnings reporting season. Supply chain problems and higher cost for energy and other things have fueled concern about earnings. This is set to kick off with the J.P. Morgan Chase & Company results on Wednesday. Indexes reversed early gains, and J.P. Morgan shares were down and among the biggest drags on the S&P 500. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.